We turn now to a source of information for millions each day. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia is the evolving work of hundreds of thousands of volunteer writers and editors. During peak hours, a half dozen new contributors sign on every minute. The site has grown to more than 1 million entries in its English edition alone, but questions remain about what information should make it into a legitimate encyclopedia and who should put it there. From Chicago Public Radio, Jenny Lawton reports.
21-year-old Shane Phillips is a typical college student. He's got specs and a goatee, and he's into science fiction and video games. He's also a Wikipedia administrator, a volunteer who monitors and corrects articles. Right now, he's working on a subject that's been debated by historians and government leaders for almost a century.
Armenian genocide, which is a big issue because, you know, basically the Turkish government claims it didn't happen. So, of course, the Turks that edit the page say, well, it didn't happen. You have to put the Armenians claimed this, the Armenians claimed that.
Using a web page called a wiki, one that anyone can edit to include new information, lots of people will be attracted to a sensitive topic like this one.
I can see right now it's currently protected from editing, which means no one can edit the page. And that happens when just people are arguing back and forth and they need to just sit down and talk about things.
Phillips wants to help both sides of the conflict follow Wikipedia's rules for presenting balanced and truthful information. An acceptable article, he says, will probably list both opinions, as long as they can provide appropriate citations. But this consensus method makes Wikipedia an easy target for criticism and ridicule.
What we're doing is bringing democracy to knowledge.
Comedy Central talk show host Stephen Colbert recently logged onto the site to point out just how easy it is to rewrite facts.
Find the page on elephants on Wikipedia and create an entry that says the number of elephants has tripled in the last 6 months. It's the least... Folks, it's the least we can do to save this noble beast. Together, we can create a reality that we can all agree on.
Just minutes after Colbert rewrote the article on elephants, its changes were disputed by Wikipedia readers and undone by an administrator. To Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales, that's proof that the system works and has value.
I want information that's been vetted by a community. It's not just the voice of one expert, it's the voice of a community of regular people who are interested in the topic and come to some consensus view.
Wales founded Wikipedia using a model from the world of computer programming. It's called open source, and its supporters maintain that the more variety there is in terms of who's tackling a problem, the more efficient the solution. That means that hobbyists, even teenagers, are just as valuable as experts, as long as they can come up with viable solutions. But even one of the most outspoken advocates for open source software development, Eric Raymond, says it's impossible for that tactic to work with an encyclopedia.
Given that there's no objective criteria for what the truth in an encyclopedia entry is, the Wikipedia process has a strong tendency to diverge to nonsense rather than converging to good code.
He says that means the tried and true editorial model of experts and scholars used by traditional encyclopedias will always be more reliable overall. Theodore Pappas is executive editor of Encyclopedia Britannica. He says the online edition, Britannica.com, gets its entries from PhDs, Nobel laureates, and other experts, just like the book version. Users can get about 28,000 articles for free and another 44,000 for a subscription of $70 a year. Though they won't compete with Wikipedia's coverage of the latest trends, Pappas says there are more than 300 articles on rock and roll alone.
What we might not have is the person who just won at American Idol the other night, but what we will have, of course, are the Madonnas and the Elvises and these seminal folks who have changed the history of rock music or popular culture.
That can't compare with Wikipedia's thousands of entries on everything from the latest fall sitcoms to Norwegian fjords. But as vibrant and contentious as the site is now, it could disappear in a flash, says University of Illinois at Champaign scholar and Wikipedia researcher Michael Twidale.
Wikipedia, you know, all those Wikipedians, the people who get involved in adding articles, improving articles, and addressing vandalism, if too many of them got bored and just went off to, you know, the next cool web thing, whatever that might be, if they did that tomorrow, I think Wikipedia would just degenerate into a froth of spam, porn, graffiti, lies and drivel in less than a month.
But for the time being, Wikipedia is thriving. From his living room in suburban Chicago, volunteer administrator Shane Phillips wrote an article on his own area of expertise, the DC Comics superhero, the Green Lantern.
Britannica might say, oh, that Green Lantern miniseries that was out last year isn't notable. But the way we look at it is, it was printed by a multinational corporation. Millions of issues were printed in about 17 countries. Tens of thousands of people read it. That's a phenomenon.
And for the 10,000 users who click on Wikipedia every second, it's a phenomenon worth checking out. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Lawton in Chicago.